Minto. A public meeting discussing the improvement of a Minto drain is headed to council Tuesday after one homeowner's request for improvement last December. Centered around the existing Minto drain number 17, which begins at lot 101, concession D before proceeding north across Wellington Road 109 to lot 101, concession C, the objective of this report is to determine a drainage solution that would alleviate surface water and erosion, provide a subsurface drainage outlet, and improve the quality of the stormwater for the properties in the watershed. It is anticipated to cost the township $98,200. Council must decide whether or not to proceed with the project by provisionally adopting the engineer's report by bylaw or referring the report back for modifications, said the report. There is no right to appeal assessments or other aspects of the engineer's report at this meeting. Notices of the meeting were sent to 6 landowners, as well as town staff, the Ministry of Agriculture, the County of Wellington, and the Maitland Valley Conservation Authority. At a previous information meeting earlier this year, the existing drainage conditions discussed exclusively revolved around Lot 101, with the remaining property owners present not expressing any major concerns with the other portions of the drain. The primary concern being addressed pertains to surface flows across Lot 101, with surface water currently being conveyed from the watershed area northeast of Wellington Road 109 southwest through the highway to the lot, said the report. The report also alleges that this surface water is interfering with the operation of the agricultural lands and restraining the property owner's ability to plant and harvest crops on their land. Most of the water currently flows overland on Lot 101, Concession D, until it reaches a catch basin approximately 300 meters southwest of the highway. According to the report, these issues can be attributed to the aged infrastructure of two tile systems upstream that convey water from the watershed northeast of Wellington Road 109. One tile was installed in the 1960s but is undersized by current design standards. The other tile was installed prior to 1952 and was noted to be very shallow, in extremely poor condition, and is currently not functional as it has blown out in several locations. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.